This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. NYU historian Kim Phillips Fine told me that one of the ways President Roosevelt built support for the New Deal was by speaking directly to the American people through a nascent, highly intimate medium called radio. His cozy broadcasts were called fireside chats.
My friend, I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking. To talk with the
Quite charismatic in his sort of avuncular way on the radio. Is it naive and simplistic to suggest that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Instagram account is the new fireside chat?
What Roosevelt was doing was trying to create a sort of personal relationship, solidarity, and I think she's doing something similar.
I think this new generation is very profound and very strong and very brave because they're actually willing to go to the streets. How about that?
A recent study by the Yale Program on Climate Change Communication found that young people are more concerned than their elders on the subject and are more likely to contact a government official about global warming. And why are millennials and Gen Z taking up the cause so actively? Well, like the 60s protesters who agitated against the Vietnam War, they are most at risk.
And it will get worse. And so I think that is why so many young people especially care about this.
16-year-old Greta Thunberg from Sweden. In the past 4 years, Thunberg, who has mild autism, has helped drive this youth climate movement. She's repeatedly called out world leaders for their climate inaction.
And she is not alone.
My name is Issa Hersey, and I'm a climate justice activist in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I want to change how climate activism is viewed today.
That is Isra Hersey, another 16-year-old and the daughter of Democratic Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Hersey brings not only her DNA to the movement, but a particular experience and point of view.
It's a lot to be a Black young person in the environmental movement only because the spaces that I'm in and the organizations that I work with don't necessarily reflect me.
Hersey founded the U.S. Youth Climate Strike in January, which, like the Zero Hour and Sunrise movements, have enjoyed a high profile on major digital platforms and legacy media, which not only expands the reach of their messages, but also validates them for older generations. But in a sort of climate code switching, they're also fixtures in social media, where the idiom is very, very different.
Hey, fellow humans, listen up, because on September 20th, some stuff's about to go down.
Look, we have one more chance to turn climate change around, because in less than 10 years, the damage we're doing to our planet will become irreversible.
Wait, what?
On Instagram, teen influencers teamed up to encourage millions of followers to join in Friday's strike.
Strike for our oceans.
Strike for our forests.
And strike for each other, because we have a very short amount of time to turn this crisis around.
If you're fed up and no one deserves better, on September 20th,
strike with us!
Other Instagram accounts like Cly Meme Change, with 44,000 followers, joke ironically about the end of life on Earth, share GIF-filled primers on the Green New Deal, and throw shade on the complacent.
Hosh darn it, gotta do everything yourself around here, picking up humans' trash. Let me show them how it's done here. One, two, in the doomahickey.
Getting involved, says The Intercept's Kate Aronoff, has become fashionable. With some degree of amazement and confusion, she's been following a meme called VSCO, that's V-S-C-O, girls, a suddenly emerging stratum of middle and high schoolers who affect a very particular look to project common cause with the planet.
The line between who the cool kids are and like what a VSCO girl is in 2019 is a thin line. It's sort of an aesthetic. They wear, you know, Birkenstocks, Crocs and socks, puka shell necklaces, oversized t-shirts, metal straws are a part of it. There's an affinity for turtles, hydro flasks, these reusable water bottles. There's a latent kind of environmental consciousness in it.
It's a bit of a fad, a bit of whimsy, and a bit of earnestness.
And the name comes from an app, a photo editing app called VSCO. But it exists on different platforms, Instagram, a little bit on Twitter.
One of them is TikTok. If Twitter is a mini blog, TikTok is sort of a mini YouTube. They're very short user-generated videos. One TikTok video has been shared a gajillion times.
Hi, you must be new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is my new hydro flask. Oh, you don't have one? How do you make your friendship bracelets then? That's kind of weird. Well, save the turtles. Oh, these? These are just my scrunchies. I noticed you don't have one. You keep that. Don't even worry about it. Can I use any?
In terms of like VSCO girls on TikTok, there's this like incredible amount of self-awareness about the fact that this is very silly. Everyone seems to be sort of making fun and just making these videos.
So I'm like really into saving the turtles lately. So I got a metal straw. You don't have one?
I'll have the acai bowl and a boxed water, please. And your straws aren't made of plastic, are they?
I think it would be easy to compare this to Valley Girls from the 1980s. And there is temptation in a misogynist society to treat young women as stupid. The VSCO girls phenomenon can bleed into that. I also think part of that masks over some very real things that are affecting young people. People who identify themselves as VSCO girls who I've talked to have said VSCO girls is a trend. It really is reflective of the fact that young people in general are concerned about the climate crisis. The folks I talk to, they are organizing for the climate strike and, you know, are themselves teens. They see this more than anything as kind of an organizing opportunity.
A movement hasn't really fully coalesced until a large number of stakeholders have embraced it. It's easy to have fun with the notion of a little meme and this kind of odd collection of participants. Is it evidence that climate activism has gone beyond the sort of usual suspects? Does this mean it's gone mainstream?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Folks that I talk to, they've said, when I was a freshman in high school, for instance, this is someone who just graduated, I was trying to do activism and it was a strange thing to do. Activism was not popular. Whereas now, after Donald Trump, after Parkland, you have VSCO coming out and being a part of the movement the way that many, many other people are. All sections joining up in the climate fight, activism is becoming cool. Young people are more active and mobilized than maybe any other generation in history. Just yesterday, speaking in congressional testimony, the head of the Zero Hour, this youth climate movement that is participating in the strike.
People call my generation Generation Z, as if we are the last generation. But we are not. We are refusing to be the last letter in the alphabet. I am here before the whole country today, announcing that we are instead Generation GND. The generation of the Green New Deal. The only thing that will save us is a whole new era.
It was pretty dark and a pretty stunning way to think about your future. And part of what this youth climate movement is really about is giving people a space for community and not to feel just hopeless about the potential end of the world.
Kate Aronoff writes for The Intercept and is a fellow at the Type Media Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.